Farmer of Hearts, Day 16. Imagine a tree with no roots. How can it sustain its upward growth? St. Augustine once said in a sermon, "God loves each one of us as if there is only one of us." It is written in the Gospel of Matthew, "Some seeds fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots." Our faith needs a purpose and continuous nourishment, without which we may not persevere through troubles and persecutions. We need deep roots to sustain our balanced development. But how can we promote healthier and stronger roots of our faith? It is written in the Psalms that there are two types of people, the wicked and those who meditate and take delight in God's way and His word. The ones who follow God's way and His word are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we are like a tree with deep roots nourished by rich nutrients? God's love and grace are always there to nourish us like a flowing stream to plants, but we need to respond by hanging on to Him, even if it means letting go of other things. It is our relationship with God rooted in our Father's love that is the foundation of our faith. The more we trust in our Father's love, and the stronger our relationship with Him grows, the easier we may persevere through tough times and bear fruits in due season. Reflection. What is feeding me? Am I hanging on to God or other things? Do I treasure any opportunity to be nourished by God's living water? Thank you. Today's prayer. Lord, help me appreciate your love more. Soften my heart and remove my doubts. As my response to your invitation, Lord, I will meditate on Bible passages that reflect your love for me, just as the psalmist says in Psalm 23, "You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Indeed, goodness and mercy will pursue me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord for endless days." Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.